Hold on, let me test some of that. Yeah? Torah v'kalti. Rashi says, Torah shanir v'perik shlamava v'kalti hoysa shom. Torah pitom v'treifa v'chatifa. Torah usually means to shake up, but to see over here can't mean that, because there was just enough room in the kalti for the two gorolos. So it means, Rashi says, is he stuck his hand in quickly, so people weren't choshed that he was feeling around to make sure that the one of shame came out in his right hand, which is a good simen. Torah v'kalfi v'helishnei gorolos. Echot kosev olav l'shem v'echot kosev olav l'azoza. Haskan b'yamino v'rosh beisav b'smolo. The skan was to his right, and the rosh beisav of that mishmar that had the avoda that day, worked out his avoda, was on Yom Kippur, was to his left. Imshol shem olav b'yamino. If the one, the gorol that said Hashem Hashem on it, came out in his right hand, Hasgan omer lo ishi koin godl hag beyamincha, then the skan would say to him, pick up your right hand. Im shel shem olav b'smolo, if the shel shem came on the left hand, rosh beisav omer lo ishi koin godl hag beyamincha. Nosnan al shnei ha-se'irim, they put the gorolos on both se'irim, v'omer l'Hashem chatos. And when he put it on the one Lashem, he said, Lashem Chatos. Rabbi Shmuel Omer lo haya tzorich lomer Chatos, elo Lashem. He only had to say Lashem. He didn't have to say Lashem Chatos. The Gemara explained why the difference is between them. The hein onimachra boro shem kavo machus lom vled. When he said Shem Hashem, he said Shem HaMeforesh, and they answered boro shem kavo machus lom vled. Rashi, the hela shnei gorolos, echad b'yamin v'echad b'smol. Put both his hands into the kalfi and took one of the gorolos in his right hand and one in the left hand. The seirim were standing one to his right, one to the left. So the gorol that came out in his right hand went on the right hand seir, and the one on the left hand went on the left hand seir. The nosin gorol sholei b'yamin l'seir shoyamin v'hein oni machrov kishemaskir es Hashem. They would answer baruch shem kavod machusol v'oed. And they ask over here, how could he say Lashem Chatos? You know that when you're maktiv a korban, you have to say Chatos Lashem, korban Lashem, not Lashem korban, because we're afraid that you'll end up saying Lashem and you'll have harata or something will happen. You won't say the korban, and you'll say Shem Hashem levatola. So here they say a few different ideas. One is that. Over here, it's Mefurish in the Torah. It says, Vashasohu Chatos. Right? Lashem Vasohu Chatos. Lashem comes before the Chatos. So since the Torah says it, you can say it like that too. Another pshat they say is that if you say Lashem Korban, and you didn't say the Korban, it doesn't mean anything. But over here, there's a Mandiomer who holds just saying Lashem is enough. Just designating Lashem. So if he just said Lashem, he didn't say Chatos, it's also fine. So there's no problem. Also by a korban tzibur, you're not choshesh, and a kohen gadol on Yom Kippur, you're not choshesh that he's going to change his mind or whatever. So for that reason, it's okay to say Lashem Chatos over here. Okay. what else is here? Okay, the machlokis, the Ritva explains, what's the machlokis if you have to say Lashem Chatos or not? Because it says, Mesaseir Echad, what's it called? Was it a chumash? See what the pasuk is. Pasuk says like this. The hikri varnas asoir asher alav hagorol Hashem v'yaso chatos. So machlokas the Tanakama and it's Rabbi Shmuel and the Tanakama is what does it mean over here v'asohu chatos. The what's it called? Rabbi Shmuel learns v'asohu chatos means later on he'll make it a chatos by being makrivit. But Gorol Echod Lashem, that's enough. And the other, the Tanakhama says, V'aso chatos means now, through his amira, he'll make it a chatos. Right? Goral echod l'Hashem, V'aso chatos, and he'll make it a chatos, meaning by the dibur right now. Not it'll be makriv as a chatos later on. Okay, Lama li Torah v'kalfi. Right? Why does he have to stick his hands in quickly? Ki heichid lo nechavin v'lishko. In order either that he shouldn't have the yetzer hara of wanting to come out, that it'll look good, that the Shem Hashem will come out the Yamin, or that people shouldn't be choshed that he does that. Omar Rava, kalfi shel eitz hoysa v'shel chol hoysa. The kalfi was made of wood, and it was not niskadish. It wasn't a klisharis. Ve'eina machzekes el eshtei yodayim. It only held enough to put two hands in. There's no extra room in there. So he couldn't feel around and be mechaven what he's taking out. Maskif l'arvina, bishlam ina machzekes el eshtei yodayim keichid l'lechaven v'lishkol. The fact that it can only hold, it was mamish big enough just for the two gorolos, is that he couldn't fish around in there for the right one. Literally, the right one. El eshtei yodayim, right, why was it shalchol? Nikadsha b'makadishit. Im kain havi le klishori shaleitz. No, it can't be makadishit because you can't make a klishori out of wood. So the klishori is the eitz lo avdina. Versus it havi the kesef. So make it out of silver and be makadishit. V'nav de dezohav. Make it out of silver or gold and be makadishit. HaTorah chosom amonim sheYisrael. Since this is not an ikur part of the avoda, right, the whole gorolos is not an avoda. And surely the kalfi was for the gorolos is not avoda. The Torah had rachmanis on Jewish money not to waste it for no purpose. So therefore it made it out of wood to save money, and therefore it wasn't kodesh.
What difference is there between the two
gorolos
that he could be
not in? One said Lashem, one said
Lazoza. They're engraved.
You can only see it. How could you feel it?
No, you could feel the engraving. They were engraved on it. Rashi, lo nechaven, shlo yimashmesh lohavin b'mishmusho ezo shoshem v'yitlenu b'yamin. Shouldn't feel around and what's it called, realize which one is shel Hashem and pick it up with his right hand. V'shu simin yotha, why would he want to do that? K'sh'ola b'yamin, because it was a simin yotha, it was a good simin for the Kohen Gadol when it came out in the right hand, the shel shem. V'shel chol ha'yisayin ha'kudeshes. HaTorah Chosa, Shenemar, V'tziva HaKohen, where Rashi says, where do we learn HaTorah Chosa from Israel? It says, V'tziva HaKohen Ufinus HaBayis, by a Metzorah, before the Kohen comes to see the house, so he commands they take everything out of the house. Because if it'll make it Tomei with everything in the house, everything will become Tomei. Alma Chosa Torah, so what was the Torah careful for? If things become Tomei, take them to a mikveh, you'll mitire them. The only thing that doesn't have Tahara b'mikveh is Klicheres. Al Pachim Shol Klicheres, Ein Lem Tahara b'mikveh. In Kain Chos on Mamon Kal, Koshkin on Mamon Choshev. The Torah's Chos, so much for a little bit of money. How much is Klicheris worth? Right? So Koshkin on a lot of money. In Kain Chos on Mamonim Shel Mitzoroyim, Kal Vachomra Mamonim Shel Tzadikim. This guy's a Rosha because his house became Mitzora because he had Chatoy. So, and it's Chos on his money, Koshkin on Mamon of Tzadikim. Okay. Versus Misnisan Loki Haitana. Our mission doesn't go like this, Brisa. Tanya, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Mishum Rabbi Lezer, Hasgan, the Kohen Gadol, Machnisin Yodim Bekalfi. Right? Both the Sgan and the Kohen Gadol put their hands in the Kalfi. The Kohen Gadol put his right hand in the Kalfi, and the Sgan put his left hand in the Kalfi. Imbi Amino Shel Kohen Gadol, Ola Hasgan, Omer, O Ishi Kohen Gadol, Hagbe Yemincha. If the Shel Shem came out in the right hand of the Kohen Gadol, then the Sgan said, pick up your hand. Vim b'yamino shel Sgan, and if it was, what's it called, went in the right hand of the... No, both put their right hand in. So whatever came out in the right hand. But the right hand of the Kohen Gadol, what's it called, was one of them, and the right hand of the Sgan. So if the right hand of the Kohen Gadol was the Shel Shem, then the Sgan told the Kohen Gadol, pick up his hand. If it was the right hand of the Sgan that the Shel Shem came out, then Rosh Beisav Omer Lo the Kohen Gadol Dabir Milcha. Then the what's it called, the Beisav, the Rosh Beisav said to the Kohen Gadol, declare that Chatas Lashem. You say now Chatas Lashem on what's in the right hand of the Sgan. The name of the Sgan, why doesn't the Sgan say to the Kohen Gadol, declare what I have in my hand, Kodesh Lashem, right, Chatzos Lashem, the Losolik Biyodei Chol Shadayte, right, because since he didn't get it, the other guy got it, it's like he's saying, ha, I got the, what's it called, the one shall shame, now say it, that it's Lashem. So in order that the person who got it instead of the Kohen Gadol shouldn't be the one to tell him, we let the Rosh Beis Av tell him. Michael Miflagei, what's the machlokas between the Bryce and the Mishnah, whether the Kohen Gadol ticks up both of them, one with his right hand, one with his left hand, or that the Skan and the Kohen Gadol both put their right hands in. Mar Sover Yamino the Skan, the other Mishmoli the Kohen Gadol. One holds the right hand of the Skan is better than the left hand of the Kohen Gadol. Better both are picked up with the right hand. In case the Shem Hashem comes out in the not in the right hand of the Kohen Gadol, at least it's coming out in the right hand of the Skan. Umar Sover Ki Adoni Ninu. They're equal, right? And therefore, better the Kohen Gadol should do both. The left hand of the Kohen Gadol is as much covered as the right hand of the Skan. So if the Shel Shem comes out in the left hand of the Kohen Gadol, Nishkaferla. Rashi. The Imbi Amino Shel Skan, all the Rosh Beis Av, Omer Lo, the Kohen Gadol, Dabir Milcha. Dabir Dvorecho, Lashem Chatos. Say the words Lashem Chatos and declare on what's in my hand that it's a Chatos. You know, what's in his hand, it's a Chatos. Kivin Lo Solik Biyodi, the Kohen Gadol, Biyodi the Skan Solik. Someone says, why doesn't the Skan say it? Why is the Rosh Beis Av? Because since it didn't come up in the right hand, the Shel Shem of the Kohen Gadol, but it came up in the right hand of the Skan, if the Skan's going to tell him to declare it, he's going to have Chalisha Sadas. Cholish Daiti, the Kohen Gadol, I Omer Lo Skan. Okay. Uman Hai Tana de Poli Galed Rabbi Yehuda. Who's the Tana who argues on Rabbi Yehuda, right, that the Skan and the the Kohen Gadol put their hands in. Rabbi Chanina Skana Kohanim. Rabbi Chanina Skana Kohanim, he's the one who argues. The Tanya, Rabbi Chanina Skana Kohanim Omer, Loma Skan Miyamino. Why is the Skan stand to the right side? Shim Iro Bo Psul, the Kohen Gadol, Nichna Skan Umishamesh Tachtov. In case the Kohen Gadol becomes Pasul, he's right there on his side to take over. Mashma, that he didn't have anything to do until there was a Psul in the Kohen Gadol. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, he had what to do. He had to stick his hand into the kalfi. So you see that Rabbi Chanina Skan HaKohanim argues and says the Skan had nothing to do until there was a psul in the Kohen Gadol. Rashi. Lama Skan Miyamino, Sheholich Tomid Limino. Why is the Skan Tzomud, right, constantly next to the Kohen Gadol? Kach Omru B'Shem Rabbi Yitzchak HaLevi. V'ani Shomati Mirabeinu Yitzchak Bar Yehuda, Lama Skan Mimuna, not Miyamino. But Lama Hu Mimuna, why is he pointed altogether? Shim Yera Psul, Ava Kozman Shalu Yera Bo Psul, Ein Haskan Ovei Tshuma Voda Ba'olam. Doesn't do anything. He just stands there like a golem. So the question is, what's it called? Is it Mimuna? Why is he always there on the right side when he's not doing anything? Or why is he Mimuna Bechla? Why is he appointed? Why do we have a Skan? Okay. But in any case, according to Reb Chanina Skan HaKohanim, the purpose of the Skan is only to take over and not to do anything before that.
It's going to be going that they prepared for him.
That's it. This is the Skan. Yeah. That's what Rashi says. Rashi says the Mamunah and the Skan. The Skan everybody holds is the one that they appointed to do over. But he doesn't have any other job except as a psul. Tana Rabbanan. Arboim Shona Shishime Shimon Atzadik Koyagoro Ol Biyamin. 40 years that Shimon Atzadik was Kohen Gadol. And oh, every year the Shel Shem came out in his right hand. After that, sometimes it was a good year, and sometimes not such a good year. Sometimes it came out in the right hand, sometimes not. Right, during the 40 years that Shimon HaTzadik was Kohen Gadol, the Loshen Shel Zahoris, the scarlet cord that they put on the Sir HaLazazel, always turned white. Sometimes it would turn white, sometimes not, after that. While Yener Maravi Dolek, Mikan Ve'elich Pamim Doli Pamim Kova. The Ner Maravi always was lit when they went to fix up the Neiros for the next day. Even though it was the first one lit, it was the last one to go out. While Ye'eshel Marochem is Gaber, right? Veloha Yukohanim Tzrichim Lahavi Eitzim Marocha Chus Mishnei Gizri Eitzim Kedei Lekayim Mitzvos Eitzim. During those 40 years, they never had to make the bonfire on the Mizbeah stronger. The Eish was always there. They only had to put two Gizrei Eitzim to Mekayim the mitzvah, putting Gizrei Eitzim, but they didn't need to, what's it called, to replenish the wood on the Mizbeach. The fire always was strong because the Ikr was the fire min HaShemayim. Mikan ve'elich pam misgaber, pam min misgaber. Other times, sometimes the fire was strong and sometimes they had to replenish it. What?
He
said the rain never bothered it. It wasn't
no,
the rain.
This was still during Shimon HaTzadik's term, or it was after his term.
Which one? During his term, they never had a
replenish.
What?
A different Kohen presided?
After Shimon HaTzadik, there was a different Kohen Gadol. For 40 years, he was a Kohen Gadol. V'loha yu kohanim nimnoim v'lohavi eitzim l'aracha kol hayom kulo. V'nishtalcha, and then they brought eitzim all day. They had to keep replenishing the fire. V'nishtalcha brocha ba'omer v'shtei alechem v'lechem aponim. Right? Also, during Shimon HaTzadik's time, there was a special brocha by the omer and the shtei alechem, lechem aponim, which was divided amongst many kohanim. V'chol koin shim agio kezayis yesh ochlo v'saveya v'yesh ochlo moser. Right? If they got just a kezayis, some of them were filled up with the kezayis. Some even were more than filled up. They left over. Mikan ve'elech nishtalcha me'era ba'omer v'shtei alechem lechem aponim. After Shimon HaTzadik's time, there was a klala. Right? V'chol koin magio kefuul. Right? If the Kohen got a pool, hatznuim moshen ha'sedeihem, so the tznuim didn't take b'chlal. Right? It wasn't worth it. V'gargarim notnim v'ochlim. And the gargarim, people who are gluttons, they took and ate it. U'maisa b'echad sh'notl chelko v'chelik chaveru, v'kor yukorin also ben chamtson ad yom moso. And one guy took his chelik and somebody else's chelik, and they called him ben chamtson, right, a chamtson, a grabber, his whole life. That's how they referred to him. Let's see Rashi. Loshen shel zahoris. Semer soruk umashuch kemin lashon. The reason it's called a lashon because it looked like a tongue. It was a wool that was combed out and a tongue of wool kemin lashon v'tzavua adam, and it was dyed red. The koshen also barosh sirah mishtaleach, and they tied it on the head of the sirah mishtaleach. We'll see later that they divided it. V'hayam malbin me'elav, and it would turn white by itself. B'nes. When all the other neros went out, the ner maravi remained. And Rashi is going to explain which one the ner maravi was. Even though that was the first one that was lit in the evening, it was the last one to be fixed up in the morning, and it still was burning. That was Eidus, that the Shechina was here, the Nase and the Ner Maravi. Had the same exact oil, amount of oil as the other Neros. You started with that one, you end with that one. The Ezeu Ner Maravi, which one is called the Ner Maravi? Lamanda Omer Shiva Saneros Sturim Mizrachu Mairev. The one who holds that the menorah was set up. Mizrach to Mairev. Okay. Kori Ner Maravi, Ner Sheni Shesomach Larishon Shema Mizrach. The first one towards the west. The second candle. First candle is the one most eastward. The second one already is towards the west. That's called Ner Maravi. So the Ner Maravi, according to the Mandi Omer, the menorah was set up east and west, is the second candle from the east. Kedisna, Nichnas Echod, Venimtsa, Shtei Neros Mizrachios Dokos, came in and he saw that the two eastern candles, the one most extreme to the east, and the one next to it, were light lit, and he would mativ the first one, and then the other ones, and then come back to the second one. Laman the Omer Tzof and the Dorim the Sunan. One holds that the menorah was set up in south and north, right? In other words, it was to the width of the Heichal. Hayu Emtzo Ayason upon a Mesubin Klapi Mariv, the Hu Kori Maravi. Then the middle one was called the Ner Maravi. Ushara Neros Mitzadim Pneim Klapi Emtzoi. All of them faced the middle. Kedosiv el mul pnei hamenorah hi em tzoyis yoiru neiro shol shisha konim. So that's a machlokus, whether it was the second from the east or the middle one. V'hoya eish hamarocha misgabra v'dolik me'ela below tosefes eitzim. The bonfire on the mizbeach would burn by itself. It didn't need extra wood. In the time they put wood on the morning, they didn't have to add any wood the whole day. They didn't have to add anything shachar. There was snake zirim in the morning too. But they didn't have to add the other snake zirim except for the snake zirim in the evening. They didn't have to put any more wood on the whole day. Didn't make you full. The chol koim agio kefull she'eno kezayis. When they saw that if they're getting such a small amount and it doesn't make you full anyway, so they didn't take it. Hatsnuin moshkinas sedeim. Right, and that way lechora, why did they do that? First of all, they weren't the kind of mitzvah of eating kodesh. We'll get to it in a second. So we'll see. There's no mitzvah of every kohen to eat the korban. The mitzvah is the korban should be eaten. So it could be that Tznuim said, you know what, we're not going to be filled from this anyway. Leave it for somebody else. They'll get more to eat. So it'd be nicer that they eat something and they're filled from it than we're taking a piece. And there's no mitzvah dafka for each kohen to eat. Because everybody was filled up, even from a bean size of the, what's it called, of the carbon. Chamtzen is a gazlan. Okay, let's see the few things over here that we didn't mention. Okay, so Shaila, whether the kalfi, since you have to make gorolos, did the gorolos have to come out of a kalfi? Tosa Shoshanim says that it was in the Torah. Since it says gorolos, you have to take it out of a kalfi. And the Harosh shows that it's not from the Torah. It's just convenience that the way they took the gorolos was from a kalfi. The Spasemis has a Shaila. I don't know exactly what the Shaila is, because it seems from the Gemara clearly one way. See in one second. He says, well, how did they take the two gorolos? Did he take one in his right and one in his left? Right? Or no? He took one in his right, and then he took his right hand and took the other one out. Not that he took them both out at the same time. Right? Both of them ended up taking in the right. But the Gemara says, Beferis, the Shaila is a small of Kohen Gadol, better than the Yamin. Mashma, he took one the small. So I really don't understand what his Shaila is. We said Rei Lashem Chatos. What else? We said already why Torah Chasal Monash Yisrael. A lot of things were made out of gold. But those were the Ikar Avoda. Here it wasn't necessary. Unnecessary expenditures, even in the Mikdash, is not important. Because there's another klal. The klal is Ein Aniyas B'Mokam Ashiras. But that's only where it's necessary and it's an Avoda. But it's not necessary. It's not an avoda. Stam to spend money is not kedai. What's it called? So we said, There's a shaila. First of all, is there a mitzvah to eat? Right? They got a kipul. They got a kezayis. It's mashma that in the time when there was a bracha and there were nizba, even with a little bit, they took and ate. L'chora, what mitzvah is there less than a kezayis? It says that lashon achila. Less than a kezayis is no mitzvah. So first of all, they said a mitzareth with other karbanos. So they ate a kezayis altogether. Not didn't have to eat a kezayis dafka from this korban. The mitzvah is to eat karbanos. So they ate a kezayis from others. And others hold that there's no mitzvah over here to eat. The mitzvah is the korban should be eaten. So therefore, it's not a kezayis. It's not the mitzvah of eating the thing. It's eating that should be eaten up. So whatever you eat, you're mekayim a mitzvah. They also try to bring a raya from here that if you have less than a shear, that there's a mitzvah to eat even less than a shear. Just like chatzis shear is also min haTorah, chatzis shear is a mitzvah too. If you only have a chatzis zayis matzah, Leil Pesach, should you eat it? Or it's varim b'teilah. Because since you don't have a kezayis, you're not yotzei the mitzvah anyway. So that's a big machlokas. Over here it's mashma. If you have less than a kezayis, there's an inyan to eat it. But like we said, it's no right. Where there's a mitzvah to eat could be that less than a kezayis, not called eating. But over here, the mitzvah is not to eat. The mitzvah is it should be eaten. The korban should be eaten. It's a mitzvah in the korban, not in the person. The male is no raya to this. This guy was called a chamtzen, right? So Tosus asks, lechor, everybody was grabbing, right? Gama gargarim acherim choltim v'ochlim, it says. So this guy grabbed from somebody else who grabbed. That's why he was called a chamtzin, right? Or, what's it called, the other people who grabbed weren't makbid if somebody else grabbed it from them. This guy was makbid if they grabbed it from him. So I was thinking it's both the same idea. Why talk is that worse? Because monavshach, if I hold grabbing is okay, right, then the guy who grabbed did something okay. Why did I grab it from him? If I hold grabbing's not okay, and that's why I grabbed it from the guy who grabbed it, then it's not okay for me either. The same thing goes, if I hold grabbing's okay, then somebody else can grab from me. I shouldn't be mocked it. But if I hold that somebody shouldn't grab from me, that means I hold grabbing's not okay. So Mela, when I grabbed, it was not okay. So if somebody grabs from somebody who grabbed, or he's mocked it and other people grab from him, then there's something wrong with him. But if he's not mocked it, if other people grab, he holds grabbing's okay, then it was like all the other grabbers, and they didn't get a special name. What?
How is the middle name more Myriv?
No, because since it was in the middle and they were set up north and south, this is the one that was Mechuvin, Keneged, what's it called, the Hechel, for Zemari. The other ones were off to the side. This was in the middle.